Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 21st week after the Sunday of Trinity Friday. Our scripture reading comes from Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Our scripture lesson comes from John chapter 4, verse 50 and 53. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. He himself believed and all his household. We must always keep ourselves in trim so that we do not just remain at the one fixed level, but continually increase. Hence, there must be a cross, temptation, and tribulation in which faith can grow and become strong. Even as clarity of faith increases, so also there is progress in the disciplining of the body. The stronger faith becomes, the weaker the flesh becomes. The smaller our faith, the stronger our flesh becomes, and the less success we have in putting it off. We're inclined to think, if I am to be always helping my neighbor, what is going to become of me? I shall be going to him for something in the end. If we had a correct faith, one which reflects Christ in us, we would not be doubtful about having enough, but would declare in all confidence, God will provide for us in every need. If we give up at every little puff, how shall we face up to something really big? Faith must be practiced to increase. Simply to go on and always remain every day what we were yesterday and tomorrow what we are today is not a Christian life. In this gospel, John takes special care to point out how this royal official increased in faith. What did he believe after he came to his house? Not that his son had recovered and been restored to him. He could see his living son before his eyes. From the way in which he had experienced Christ's help, he now also believed that Christ would help him in any other troubles that would cross his path. Let us pray. Increase our faith, Lord Jesus, by removing all doubt and uncertainty from our hearts, filling them with the certainty and confidence of faith, for your name's sake. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.